welcome to episode 29 of Unapologetically Overcoming. I'm your host, Jess Marie. I decided at the very last minute to do a special episode for a very important person in my life, my best friend Ryan, as today is her birthday. She might kill me after this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm also going to apologize in advance if I get teared up because I'm a very emotional person lately, and that's likely to happen. Merriam-Webster defines a best friend as a person's closest and dearest friend. That definition is accurate, but a best friend is also so much more. They're the person you can text at any time, day or night. They're the person you share your wins and losses with. You laugh together, and you sometimes cry together. They've been there with you through your toughest moments and your best moments. They treat your children like their children. They congratulate you on your wins, and they talk you off the ledge when you're about to lose your mind. They listen to all your crazy stories, and they still love you after hearing them. You have jokes and sayings that no one else understands. They're the first person you want to tell when you have any kind of news to share. And even if you don't see each other as often as you'd like, because life is crazy, your bond is still so strong that nothing or no one can ever break what you have. We're all human, and none of us are perfect, but Ryan and I accept each other, flaws and all, and that's a truly beautiful thing. Sometimes life gets hectic and we can't coordinate our schedules, but at the end of the day, Ryan, you are and will forever be my number one, my person, my rock, my arrow. I truly hope that you have the best birthday, and I hope that every single day you remember just how important and special you are to me. If you're listening, and you're lucky enough to have a best friend, please let him or her know how important they are to you, not just on their birthdays, but other random days of the year too. Friendships, especially ones with other women, are so important, and I've realized that more and more as I've gotten older. I don't take any of my friendships for granted, especially the one I have with my best friend. Happy birthday, Ryan. I love you so much. Thank you for being my best friend for life. And thank you all for listening to this special little message for my best friend. And remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.